Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to my Zen Post-Op Life, Episode 3. This podcast basically entails my story of recovery after my motor vehicle accident. My name is Jonathan, and if you want the full scoop on what happened, check out Episode 1. For those who are coming back, thank you for coming back. I really do appreciate the support, and I really do appreciate the feedback. Sorry for not recording last week. It's been a really busy time. You know, so many things are just moving around so much that I just honestly didn't have time to record, which is alright. It is what it is. But if I was to put a theme on this week, if it needed a label, which it doesn't, it would definitely be appreciation. So much of our time we forget to appreciate the little things. Because we're so busy looking at big things, you know. If it's not big, if it's not shiny, then there's no reason to appreciate it. But when you break it down and you start appreciating little things, you see how special they are. And I think this week definitely hit the head on the nail, if that's how the saying goes. Don't quote me on that one. But yeah, this week, honestly, I've really appreciated everyone who's helped me from the very beginning and those who I'm meeting just now. Before anything else, quick walking update. I have officially graduated to a cane. A cane. I'm beyond ecstatic to see myself walking with a cane. Not to say that the walker wasn't cool. It was cool. I had a little basket to put my stuff. You know, everybody said I had cute tennis balls on my walker. Hey, it works. But to finally be able to walk with a cane and feel somewhat normal when I'm in a crowd makes a world of a difference. You know, and who do I have to appreciate for that? My therapist. Their hard work is the only reason that I'm able to stand. If it wasn't for their determination, and some people may say my stubbornness, I may still be sitting in my wheelchair. So, you know, big props to them. You know, that's one thing I will never forget from this, being able to walk again. But that wasn't the whole week. So earlier this week, I had an appointment with my surgeon. But because life happens, we had to reschedule. No need to get mad over rescheduling. You know, there's a saying that says, if you know something's going to get fixed, there's no reason to worry about it because it's going to get fixed. And if it's a problem that can't get fixed, there's no point in worrying about it neither because there's nothing you can do about it. But that was what happened this week. I had to reschedule, and I had an open day for me to do anything. So I decided that I really wanted to show my appreciation for those who've helped me. So I asked my brother to take me to the hospital, UMass, and I delivered some flowers for my nurses. And it felt great showing them how much I truly appreciated them. You know, flowers are a simple thing. They don't last forever. But they represent what someone truly means to you. You know, everything in life is impermanent. But that appreciation is always there. Because you're reminded of that person who helped you at that moment. And you should always remember those who help you. From the person who bent over to get something because I couldn't reach it. To the person who's always sent you quotes every morning just to keep you going. Appreciation should always be given, even when it's not a positive thing, you know? You may have someone who may criticize you. Appreciate it. Because maybe they're not saying it right. Maybe they're trying to build you up, but it just comes off as being rude. Appreciate it for what it is. And let it go. You know, take the information that you need and then let it go. But it was honestly amazing to see those nurses again. When they saw me, they were so happy to see me. They all gave me hugs. And they were amazed at the progress I made. And I told them it was because of you guys. Because it's true. And I dropped off my flowers and I went on my way. Then, later, I went on Saturday. I went to dinner with my friends. They're more like family, honestly. They really are. They've always been there for me since I was like 12 years old. But yeah, they took me out to dinner. Or lunch, I should say. And it was great. And it's all because I'm walking with a cane now. I'm able to honestly go places without having to worry about, am I going to have enough room for my walker? Or am I going to get tired? And it's all because I've become stronger because of my therapist. Even more reason to appreciate them. You know? Appreciation doesn't have to be for the big things. It can always be for little things. Because if you can appreciate little things, you can appreciate big things. And if you can appreciate the little things, everything has a positive side to it, you know? Oh, I broke my phone. Well, I guess the good side is that I can get a new phone. Which may sound kind of shallow because there's people who honestly can't afford a new phone, I know. But my point is that you can always turn into a negative thing and appreciate it enough to turn it into a positive thing. Like my accident. Some people may say, aren't you mad about having your accident? I'm like, no. It sucked. It hurt. You know. But it's a killer story and I've learned so much in this time. You know? But that's about it this week. I know it's a little bit on the short side, but sometimes simple is sweet. You know? I just want to say thank you to everyone. If you have any comments, if you have any suggestions, leave a voice message. I'll get back to you. And I just want to wrap things up by saying this quote. The roots of all goodness lie in appreciation for goodness itself. Appreciate everything. Look beyond whether it's good or bad and just look at it for what it is. And you'll probably always find something good, even when it seems like it's bad. See you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.